Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is God Blessed Abraham Because of His Faith. In Romans chapter 3, Paul is talking about Abraham, the founder of the Jewish nation. Even today, they recognize Abraham as the father of their nation, and even the Muslim people recognize Abraham as the founder of their nation. Why? Because Abraham had two sons. One became the leader of the Jewish nation, and the other son, the older son, became the king over the, or a leader over the Arabic people. And so they're actually related. They live close to one another, but they have totally different culture or religion in a way. All right, so we're talking about Abraham. He was the father of his people. But Abraham is the father of us, the Gentiles. Why? Because he didn't receive his salvation through his ritual or his religion. He had faith in God. And from his faith in God, he was allowed to go to heaven. And we're going to talk about that today. Friends, I'm so happy that you're here with me this morning and you are listening to the Bible Book Club. And we read the Bible every day and we post it in Facebook, and we would love for you to join together with us and read the Bible in 1 year. So today we're in the book of Romans and we're going to read about Abraham. Okay, Abraham was the founder of our Jewish nation. What were his experiences concerning this question of being saved by faith? Was it because of his good deeds that God accepted him? If so, then he would have had something to boast about. But from God's point of view, Abraham had no basis at all for pride. For the scriptures tell us Abraham believed God, and that is why God canceled his sin and declared him not guilty. But didn't he earn his right to heaven by all the good things that he did? No, because being saved is a gift from God. It doesn't come from people. It doesn't come from the priest. It doesn't come from any human being. Salvation comes from God, but you have to go through Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus is the person who died for us on the cross. He shed his blood so that way we can get to go to heaven. And how do we get to heaven? By confessing Jesus as our Savior, acknowledging that he died for us, and accepting his blood that was shed on Calvary to take away our sin. Isn't that awesome? If a person could earn salvation by being good, then it wouldn't be free. But it is. It is given to those who do not work for it. For God declares sinners to be good in his sight if they have faith in Christ, save them from God's wrath. Now then, The question is this blessing given only to those who have faith in Christ but also keep the Jewish laws, or is the blessing also given to those who do not keep the Jewish rules but only trust in Christ? Abraham, Paul is asking them a question. What do you believe? The Jews believe they have to complete the laws in order to go to heaven. But Jesus came to take away the law and replace it with his blood, because he paid the price for our sins through dying on the cross. Now, that doesn't discount what Abraham did. He did the rules. He completed all the rules. But his faith is what got him to heaven. Isn't that wonderful? Abraham is the spiritual father of those who believe and are saved without obeying the Jewish laws. Because the problem was that they wanted the Gentiles who wasn't Jewish to follow the Jewish laws and go to the church and keep all the rituals that the Jewish people did, including circumcision. But God did not require the Gentiles to be circumcised. And he did not require them to follow all the rules exactly like the Jewish people did. We see then that those who do not keep these rules are justified by God through faith. And what does faith mean? If you want to know what faith is, Hebrews chapter 11:1, it says that faith is the evidence of things hoped for. God spoke to Abraham, he didn't know where God was going to take him, but he had faith in God, that if God said something, he would do it. That's faith. You receive the answer before you even actually get the reality of the answer. Just by faith, he left his family. By faith, he took his whole family with him and went through the desert. And by faith, he received the promise, because he did everything that God asked him to do. And he didn't question God. He did whatever God asked him to do. And we should do the same. If we can hear God and we know his name and we can hear the Holy Spirit, and of course, it has to be tested by the word of God, because a lot of people hear voices and it might not be God, you know. God will not tell you to do something contrary to his word. So they could see from his example that it was not the ceremony that saved them, for Abraham found favor with God by faith alone before he was circumcised. And the circumcision was part of the law. So not the Jews, the Gentiles did not need to be circumcised, because they were not Jewish and they were not asked to do that. God didn't require that from them. But the Jewish people, he required that they be circumcised. Okay, and I think they still do that today, and pretty much a lot of people get circumcised. All right, they can see from his example that it is not the ceremony that saves them. For Abraham found favor with God by faith alone, even before he was circumcised. And we too can have faith in God. People say, I have no faith. Yes, you do. Because it takes faith to wake up in the morning. It takes faith to go to work. Faith to get on the plane. You don't know the people who are driving the plane, but you get on it. By faith, you believe you're going to get to the other side. Well, that's what God is asking us to do. Trust in him and use our faith. He blesses our faith in him to be able to help us. And Abraham didn't earn his right to heaven by doing good deeds. Salvation is a gift from God. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Salvation comes through Jesus. He said it in his word, and he meant it. Nobody can get to God unless they go through Jesus. Would you like to know this Jesus that I'm talking about? I've known him for many, many years now. And you know what? He has been faithful. God has been faithful. And he will be do the same for you. If you would like to know this, Lord, bow your head and pray this prayer. Father God, I know you are my Savior because the Word of God says you are. I know that you died for me because the Bible says so. That you shed your blood on Calvary for every single person, sinner, who are in the world. And Lord, today I want to give my sins to you. I want you to wash it away. I want you to come into my life and change me. Give me a new heart. Give me a new mind, a new way of thinking. And Lord, let me follow you all the days of my life. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me from my sins. And as you forgive me, Lord, I forgive anyone who I hold a grudge against, or they may have a grudge against me. And Lord, I ask you to heal me, Father God, deliver me, save me, restore me, restore my life. And I thank you for it, and I give you all praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, if you said this prayer with me, would you let me know? I would love to know that you came to Jesus. I did that many years ago, and I couldn't stop telling people about it. Amen.